makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Don Ameche, celebrating Charlie's 8th anniversary on the air with Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and their special guest, Rudy Vallee.
Hey, Charlie. Hmm? Charlie.
Yeah?
Charlie, I want to shake your hand.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mucci.
I just want to congratulate you and Edgar on your 8 years in radio.
Well, thank you, Don. It has been a pleasant partnership and a very fine example of good teamwork, hasn't it, Charlie?
Yeah. Some team, I'll say.
Yeah.
I pull the plow and you get the lump of sugar.
Oh, I see. Well, Don, having you back with us again every Sunday makes it a very nice reunion.
Well, thank you, Edgar. You might say I'm sort of a Christmas gift just for you, Charlie.
Yes, well, this ain't the first Christmas I've been disappointed.
Now, Charlie, if you can't say anything nice to Mr. Amici, I don't want you to say anything.
Well, it's going to be awful quiet around here.
You know, Charlie, we have another old friend with us tonight, too.
Yeah?
Rudy Vallee.
Well, what a parley. Amici to Peachy and Rudy to Cutie.
Hello, Don. Remember me?
Oh, sure. Joan Merrill. Well, Joan, how do you like having a younger and more attractive man around here? Huh?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. By the way, where is Mr. Vallee?
Joan, that isn't exactly what I meant.
Well, don't feel bad, Don. You see, Rudy Vallee has been my favorite for a long time, even before CNS.
Chase and Sanborn?
No, Crosby and Sinatra.
Oh, well, now that's different.
Yeah, but Joni, I prefer your singing to anybody else's.
Well, thank you, Charlie. So I'll sing Irving Berlin's Blue Skies just for you with an arrangement Ray Noble made just for me.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, my, how they fly. All of them gone, nothing but blue sky from now
on. Oh, isn't this a happy anniversary, Charlie?
Yes. Yes.
Just think, 8 wonderful years on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. And they still listen. Suckers.
Oh, I tell you, Charlie, it's great to be alive.
Yeah, yes, that's right. I'm happier that way, too.
Yeah. Why, when we started way back in those days, you might say we were practically nobody.
Yeah, that's right. Why, we've come a long way, haven't I?
Yeah. Yes. But our association has been a very pleasant one.
Yeah.
Time has been good to us.
Yes, so was Esquire. Did you see that picture of us in this month's...
No, I don't mean that at all.
Oh, I see.
No. Imagine 8 years today. My, it suddenly makes me realize that you're growing up.
Yeah. Well, what other direction could I go?
No. Incidentally, young man, isn't it about time now that you graduated from the 8th grade?
Oh, that old thing.
Yes. Well, what kind of marks can I expect on your next report card?
I am sorry to say it, Bergen, but from where I sit, it looks like another D-Day.
But, Charlie, you must study. You simply must study and prepare for a career that suits your talents.
Yes, but you have always said that crime doesn't pay.
Well, no. Oh, Charlie, sometimes I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry.
I wish, Charlie, that you had more ambition.
Ambition? Ambition is just a poor excuse for not having sense enough to be lazy.
Oh, no. Well, what will you be fitted for when you grow up?
Oh, I'll get a job. I'll work out something.
Well, what, for example, with your training?
Well, like winding clocks, electric clocks.
Winding electric clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I could be a window washer in a submarine.
Yeah, that's all right. Yes. Well, just, Charlie, just what are you thinking about now as you approach manhood?
Well... Girlhood, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, you're approaching the age where I should, Charlie, have a heart-to-heart talk with you about life and facts.
Yes. Well, whatever you want to know, Bergen, feel free to ask me.
What I mean is, Charlie, before long now, you will begin to notice girls.
No. No. Not that.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is, it's time that you became educated. Educated to some of the, well, delicate phases of life. So, I want to start with you from the very beginning, Charlie.
Yes, Bergen.
You see, it's like this.
Yes, Bergen.
There, you were, well, any boy.
Yes, Bergen.
Well, let me put it this way.
Yes.
But, what I really mean to say is, you see?
Yeah. Ain't education wonderful?
Yeah. I don't know whether I've made myself clear.
Well, you make it sound so beautiful and so confusing.
Yes. Well, to get right to the point, Charlie, the girl problem is an important one.
And one to which I shall devote a lifetime.
No. And let me advise you a little further about girls.
You don't have to tell me about girls, Bergen. I know they're lovely and beautiful. And they're so cute. And when they talk to you, they... Oh, what am I wasting my time? Give me a phone.
Hello, chaps. Enjoying yourselves, I see.
Yeah.
That is, of course, until I came along.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about girls and love and things like that.
Oh, I know all about that, Charlie, old boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you now. At first, you know, love may not seem very exciting.
Uh-huh.
But when you get to know more about it, it's just too frightfully dull.
Is it right? You have suffered, too?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a boy of 27.
You don't race through life, do you?
Oh, no. I'm just a youngster of 27, approaching the end of carefree childhood.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
Nothing that I can recall, old boy. Why?
I should have known better.
But later on, you know, Charlie, I reached the age of 32.
Uh-oh.
And naturally, my thoughts turned to girls.
Spring will be a little late this year. A lot you know about love.
Oh, I do, Charlie. Indeed, I do. Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, I'll have you know, I've been through the tunnel of love any number of times.
Tunnel of love?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, tell me, you old rascal, you. Yes. Do you always go with the same girl or different girls?
Oh, are you supposed to take a girl?
Oh.
You know, I sort of suspected something was missing all the time.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, Charlie, I've tried to advise you, and to sum it all up, Charlie, someday you may regret not having listened to me.
Well, why, Bergen?
Well, Charlie, I may not always be around to help you. You won't always find me at home when you return from school.
Bergen. Yeah, don't tell me you're going to go to work.
No.
We all keep searching for new flavors, variety in our meals, until we come to coffee. When that's right, you wouldn't change it for the world. The search for the right coffee, richer flavor and more of it, leads straight to Chase and Sanborn. It's the end of the search for complete satisfaction. All you want is more of the same. Because this richer blend brings you all the flavor your cup can possibly hold. A wealth of goodness for mealtime, sheer delight in between. In the past year, more people have been using Chase and Sanborn coffee than ever before. It's the biggest swing in our coffee history. A swing to more delicious flavor, greater coffee satisfaction. A swing brought about by our 81 years of experience and Chase and Sanborn tradition. As a companion to good food or by itself, Chase and Sanborn coffee makes the occasion. Take advantage of this opportunity. Don't be satisfied with anything less. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee from now on.
I say, Edgar, old man.
Yes, Ray.
I'm in a terrible dilemma, old boy.
You are?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't be running around in a dilemma, Ray. It isn't dignified at your age, you know.
Oh, I know. But listen to this article in the paper. Mm. Now, look, it says here, in future, cats, mind you, will be barred from going to sea on United States merchant marine tankers because the static electricity in the fur of cats is considered a potential fire hazard.
Well, what in the world has that got to do with you?
Well, I have three cats. Oh. Teresa, Tilly, and Toots.
Well, just keep a fire extinguisher handy, and I think it'll be all right. Well,
it isn't that so much, old boy. I'm afraid my insurance rate will go up, don't you see?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I tell you, I work myself up into a state where I think that every knock on the door is the insurance man.
Well, what do you do?
Oh, I run and hide my cats in the oven.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, every minute I'm at home, I sit and worry and wait for that knock.
Oh, well.
Oh, you knocked, of course.
Of course? I mean, of course. I represent the Katz and Jammer Fire Insurance Company.
Oh, really? Are you Katz or Jammer?
No, I'm Jammer. Katz writes the policy and I jammer down your throat.
How fascinating, or am I wrong?
Well, let's not quibble. Our organization has just learned that you own a cat.
Well, how did you find out?
Oh, your puss is the talk of the neighborhood. Owning a cat will push your insurance cost $22.50 upward.
Well, but couldn't my kittens wear asbestos mittens, you know?
Yes, that would make them slow burning.
Slow burning.
Yeah, well, now, in that case, I would push it down to $18.
Oh, but I have three cats.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, well, 3 times 18, that's, let me see.
Yes.
With double indemnity, of course. We're going to have to bring, of course, each cat has 9 lives.
Oh, that's what made me say that?
61, 46, 82. Then you push in the beneficiary and pull out the fiduciary.
Oh, must you?
Yeah, and then times it by the quotient and marinate the 7.
Well, what have you got? What have you got?
You couldn't afford it. But our rates vary with the length of the fur. Do your cats have fur?
Oh, of course.
How long?
Ever since they were kittens.
That's too long.
I can't understand this whole thing, you know. Just what makes cats a fire hazard?
The electricity in their fur.
Well, couldn't we turn off the switch or something?
Oh, of course not. There is no switch.
Did you look?
Oh, now, don't be silly. But I tell you what, you might put lightning rods on them. That would push it down to $15.
Yeah. Well, supposing I don't let them in the house. Supposing they just sleep on my porch.
Well, in that case, you'd have to take out a Portuguese policy. That would push it way up to
$20. Oh no, $20. Well, isn't there some way to reduce the rate by reducing the fire hazard, you know?
Yes, there is one way. You can let them sleep on a damp rag.
Of course.
And that'll push it all the way down to $6.
Oh, fine.
Of course, Mr. Noble, I can tell you how to get by without paying one single cent.
Well, you know, frankly, that's rather what I planned on spending.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You see, the trouble is in the cat's fur, so why don't you take them to your draft board?
Well, how will that help?
They can have the cats deferred.
From the Army Air Force's own film, Winged Victory, Joan Merrill sings the theme song that is the thought uppermost in the mind of every serviceman with a sweetheart left behind. You're so sweet to remember.
You're so sweet to remember. I still feel your embraces. The wind your name to me, and I sigh. You're so sweet to remember, and how welcome your face is when we meet in a memory of joys gone by. Your eyes keep me enchanted, no matter where you may be. My heart sends you and I send you a plea. Won't you try to remember that I want you forever? You're so sweet to remember and so dear. Your eyes keep me enchanted, no matter where you may be. My heart sends you a love song, and I send you a plea. Won't you so dear.
We start looking forward to pleasure at the sight of a cup and saucer. They promise enjoyment, and here's the way to make sure that promise is fulfilled. Yes, your coffee cup can be a symbol of pleasure every time you see it. Fill it with Chase and Sanborn coffee, all the flavor a cup will hold. You'll remember that flavor and look forward to it again and again, with meals and in between, every cup and occasion. Chase and Sanborn brings you the essence of coffee goodness, flavor you can't forget. Because it's more than one coffee, it's the finer ones blended. And 81 years of tradition and experience is back of every pound. In the past year, more people have been using Chase and Sanborn coffee than ever before. Yes, it's the biggest swing in our coffee history. Chase and Sanborn, with its lavish abundance of extra rich flavor, wins friends every time it's poured. You're entitled to all this goodness, too, so make sure that you get it. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee every time.
Everybody, this is Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley?
Well, Rudy, you did remember.
Yes, Edgar, I just had to come over and pay my respects on your 8th anniversary. I hope you two have been very happy together.
Well, you ought to know. You were the best man.
That's right, Rudy. Our success is all your fault because, after all, you were the first one to put us on the air. Remember how skeptical some people were about putting a ventriloquist on radio?
Yes. By the way, did anything ever come of it?
Almost nothing. I'll never forget how nervous I was on that first show.
Yeah, your knee shook so I stuttered.
Yeah. My, that seems a long time ago.
Yes, my, back in those days. I, Rudy, when you started out on radio, Major Bowes was just a private, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, and Dr. Christian was just an intern. And John didn't even have another wife.
Poor John. Yeah.
Well, Rudy, you have the satisfaction of having helped many people to success in the entertainment world. What is your secret?
I've always made it a point to listen to any person who felt he had talent.
Well, I guess you didn't think much of us then, the way you left us sitting in your waiting room out there.
You mean you had to wait?
Had to wait. We were a-sitting and a-waiting and a-waiting and a-sitting and a-sitting and a-waiting. Thurkin, we've been waiting here for Rudy Valley for 3 days.
Yes.
You know, I'm getting hungry sitting here.
Yes, I'm the one that's hungry. I tell you, Charlie, I'm so starved, I could almost...
Don't look at me that way. Don't look at me. No. I'm just skin and bones, Thurkin. I'll only stick in your teeth.
No. Wouldn't it be awful if this wasn't Rudy Valley's office?
Oh, it must be his office. It must be.
Why?
Well, there's a picture of Rudy Valley looking at a picture of Rudy Valley.
His Excellency, Rudy Valley. Everybody rise, please. Welcome your croonership.
Good morning, Jeeves. Good morning, Jeeves. Take my raccoon coat and bring me my diamond-studded megaphone.
Mr. Valley, we came to talk to you about your radio program.
Yes. Awfully good, isn't it?
Well, it isn't that so much. It's what we really had in mind.
Excuse me. Very busy man.
Yes.
Hello. It is I, Rudy Valley.
Grammatical blighter, ain't he?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely right. Yes, indeed. I am president and founder of the Rudy Valley Fan Club. Send all dues directly to me. Goodbye. Now, let me see. What are we talking about?
Mr. Valley, I wanted to ask you...
Oh, yes. You want my autograph, no doubt.
No, we don't, Jim.
You'll take it and like it.
We want to get on the radio.
But why must you come on the Rudy Valley program?
Well, we wanted to start at the bottom, sir.
No. No, it's like this, Mr. Valley. You see, we have an act.
Excuse me. Very busy man.
Yeah, very busy there, sir.
Vagabond lover speaking. Hello, my dear. Which one of my true loves are you? Of course I do. Yes, from the first call of the Chanticleer to the last howl of the coyote in the distant hill. How thoughtful. You are a dear. Oh, my angel. My sweet one. My darling. Yes.
Phone keeps ringing. Yes, my darling. Just wasting our
time. Goodbye. What are you fellows doing here?
Well, you see, I'm a ventriloquist, Mr. Valley.
A what?
A ventriloquist, yes. I talk through my stomach.
Well, that's nothing. I sing through my nose. Acrobats, jugglers, now a ventriloquist. I've had everything thrown at me.
Even grapefruit.
No. Now, Mr. Valley, I want to ask you one more question. Do you...
Pardon me.
Yeah, we know you're a very busy man, yeah.
Come in.
I'm Adonai Mitchell Gazzola.
What do you want?
Well, I would like a very fine for going on your program. I make it with the imitation.
Who do you imitate?
Well, I imitate lying under the bear, Bing of the cross, and that the little cookie...
What's this little cookie?
At the macaroon.
Macaroni?
You mean Mickey Rooney, don't you?
That's what I say, macaroni.
Yeah, that's what you say.
I will now do my best imitation for you.
Best is none too good, brother.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's for you.
That's too good.
You smart the kid, huh?
Oh, yeah. You lay it, I'll clean it up.
Yeah. This is my imitation, my best. I say, oh, everybody, this is Rodolfo Valli speaking to you.
Time is in your time.
Get out of here. Get out of here. You
all right.
Not cool.
Get out.
Oh, this is a thankless job.
Yeah.
I spend my days and nights looking for talent, high and low.
Well, why don't you hire us?
I hadn't intended to look that low. Yeah.
But we promised to work hard.
Are you reliable? You boys don't drink, do you?
Drink? We hardly eat.
Now, I'm very particular about the type of talent that I hire. I suppose you've heard my show.
Yeah, but we'd like to go on it anyway.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on you against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valley. Thank you. I deeply appreciate your generosity.
Oh, stop licking his hand.
All right. Now, Mr. Valley, what about money?
Oh, that's all right. You won't have to pay me anything.
No.
Well, now that the deal is set, if you'll just sit here and be quiet, I'll rehearse my big song number for the broadcast.
Yeah.
Court, please, Sam. For I'm just a vagabond lover,
In search of a sweetheart, it seems.
Excuse me, Mr. Valley, excuse me.
Don't tell me you're leaving.
Yeah, well, they're busy, you know. They're busy.
Well, Rudy, we've done a lot of kidding tonight, but we want you to know that we sincerely appreciate everything you've done for us. Having given us our start in radio, wouldn't you like to say something fitting to our listeners?
Yeah, say something, Rudy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
Well,
next week, the Army Air Force's own film, Winged Victory, has its premiere. Every penny this film earns will be turned over to Army charities that are backing the men who are fighting and dying for what we all know to be the right. While the men of the Air Force fly through flak-hung skies, we can help them by seeing the picture made about, for, and with those same men. The men who man and fly our battle cruisers into the bright blue yonder. It is not the end of our jobs to build their planes. We must also loan our money to build enough of them. All we can give our flyers is equipment. In return, they give us everything. For the shining deeds of these men with wings, we must do our share. We must buy the bonds that build their ships and painlessly give a little of our life blood so that they may fly again. Only that way lies victory.
Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Don Amici, Ray Noble, Joan Merrill, and all of us will be on hand. Charlie's special guest will be a chorus of 1,000 voices from the Grand Rapids Naval Training Station. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. Rudy Valley appeared through the courtesy of the Dream Program. This is Bill Forman saying goodnight from Hollywood's Radio City.
Ladies, remember the letters FNE for flavor, nutrition, economy. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three: flavor, nutrition, economy. Yes, remember that name, ladies. Blue Bonnet margarine, a product of the makers of Fleischmann's yeast. Ask for it and make sure your family gets not one, but three extra advantages. First, flavor. Delicious flavor. Second, nutrition. Proved nutrition. Third, economy. Two-way economy. Blue Bonnet costs so little in points and money that you can afford to spread it on twice as thick. And boy, you sure want to. Blue Bonnet tastes so good. Ask your grocer for Fleischmann's Blue Bonnet. If he hasn't got it the first time, keep on asking. He'll have it soon. And, ladies, you too will sing with glee when you try the margarine that gives all three, Fleischmann's Blue Bonnet.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.